girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Yeah, hi, and welcome to the frickin' episode 59 of the frickin' thing here. And, we're just gonna wing it today, cause, I'm a little tired, and, Lois is kinda, yeah. Ah! Okay, hello. This is episode 59 of the Non-Peter podcast.
Where's my money?
Bitch. and stuff. Yeah, we're winging it today because it's summer and we're all tired and lazy and you all suck.
Yeah, we can't get vacation.
Yeah, it's vacation. The topic for today is nothing. I have ladies as usual. Alfreda.
Ow, 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 ow.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow, Tona.
Wow, chicka.
And I am your host with the roast, Mr. Coupon Austin Boston. Yeah, let's go home. Yeah, let's go home. Why not?
Yeah,
we are
all right,
home.
Bye.
We are home. That's right. Okay, fine.
Beauty end credits.
All right, I'm gonna change shit up. Al, what should you been playing?
I should be playing Metroid Prime 2.
So
that I can be finished with it by the 28th. But since I've been on vacation all week in sunny, stormy Miami, in which it only stormed once while it was actually there,
nice.
I've been playing Pokemon all week.
Right. Now, do the squished, compressed, like 320 by 240 compressed streaming shitty Metroid videos get you excited on the Wii Metroid channel?
Actually, kind of, yeah.
Because. I mean, the content excites me. I'm just pissed off that they're like, oh, you have to stream this, and it's going to be in 2 pixels by 2 pixels. I'm like, all right.
Well, wait,
I can move stuff over.
For me.
No, it is large. I'm exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, I can move stuff to my SD card, and I can download this. I have no problem with that, but you don't want to let me. So I'm pissed at them. Anyway, at least you're doing better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, I just realized that Aurora video. And then they had the layout at the end, and I was like, oh, shit, that's Mother Brain.
Here's the problem is that I tried to access it when I was at work at the hotel, and because they don't have Wi-Fi, it didn't connect, and I didn't understand that that's how they were doing it. So, like, when it happened, I'm like, what is this? Why are they streaming it? And then I got mad. Tony, what should you be playing?
I should be playing Ghost Recon Advanced Tactical Fighter or some shit like that.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. Yeah, one
Warfighter.
Or two.
Yeah, I should be able to fucking know the title too. but I don't have a computer, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you're on the GIMP top.
I'm on the Loner.
Mm.
Loner. You know, oh God, what can I say? So I've been playing Final Fantasy 12 rocking out on that game. I actually started over because my first 40 hours into the game, I wasn't happy with the development of my character.
So you redid
so
40.
I started
oh my god.
Yeah, so now I'm up to 50 hours on the second act.
Nice. You're crazy,
you know,
man.
You know,
I like you. You're crazy.
But right now I've got everybody developed kind of like neutral, kind of like there's nobody better than the next person because the licensing system is kind of weird.
Right.
It's
you
got
a big dart sticking out your neck, man.
What the hell? Whatchamacallit? You could develop your characters pretty much the same way, so long as you have license points to do it.
So it's a little bit like the Sphere Grid in 10? Very slightly.
Very, very little, only because in order to get, like, some of the abilities the other characters had, you had to go, like, around
right.
the fucking grid.
So it's basically moving on a piece, on a board.
Yeah, this one is kind of like a chess table. So
chesticles.
Yeah. So whatever's exposed, you can give it to each character so long
exposed
as they have that exposed
chesticles.
Yeah, and it's kind of cheaper because now you could have all the characters doing the same thing, so no one really stands out, except for the weapons that they wield.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing that makes them stand out. So that's
pretty
much it.
Face foot.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
No.
Sarah Jessica Parker face, eh?
Yeah.
Actually, did he say she looked like a foot or a horse?
No, foot.
Her face
foot.
Looks like a foot.
Okay, that's what it was.
And
foot.
It's so true.
Yep.
So we have two faces on the podcast. Sarah Jessica Parker, MIDI Driver. They want to sue us now. What are you saying so about? Oh, so suck a foot, all the way to foot.
I don't know.
What
should I be playing? I should be finishing Ninja Gaiden for Xbox, and I should be playing Metroid Prime 2 also, and I also should be playing fucking
It was on the tip of my tongue. I forgot what it was, but I should be playing something that I'm not. what was it? I can't remember. There's so many things I should be playing right now, but like...
I should be playing a good PSP game.
Yeah, but I'm skipping ahead to Super Paper Mario all the time, and like,
right.
I finished Zelda, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to my backlog, and then I was like, oh, wait, Super Paper Mario, and I'm like, no, never mind, I'll play this instead. oh, I know what, I should be finishing Beyond Good and Evil, because I only have like 2 hours left in that game, but I just can't, I forgot where I am.
Yeah, me too.
So like, and I refuse to start it over again, because like, I really need to move on with games, and I'm not going to start over.
Right.
I'm not going to start games over. Like, recently my Condemned Criminal Origins file got deleted.
Ugh.
And I just found that out. It may have something to do with when I installed my new sound card, and I got really pissed, and I was like, why is this game deleted? And I was like, you know, it's not good enough for me to start over from the beginning, so I won't.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyond Good and Evil is good enough, but I just don't want to spend the time, because I know that it's going to take me a while.
Yeah,
and
6-7 hours.
Yeah, and the last thing I should be playing, I would say System Shock, to get myself in the mood for BioShock. But I don't know if I can put up with the frights in that game. And I should not be playing Guitar Hero anymore, because there's a third one that's going to come out, and a Rock Band is going to come out, and I need to like save my fingers for those games. But mm-hmm. I can't stop. And I've been playing Prince of Persia, besides Super Paper Mario, to try to finish Prince of Persia finally, because that
Which
game
one?
Is short. Oh, the first one.
Oh, okay.
Because I have the second one, but I don't want to play it until I beat the first one. So.
Well, yeah, wow.
So, and then I want to play the third one at some point, because I heard that's mm-hmm. the best one. But anyway, let's move off. We're here at the, I guess we could call it the news topic, main top news, because we don't have a main topic, and we're just going to fucking blast through the news this week. Ubisoft has set its sights on Hollywood. That's wonderful. All right, this is from Emma Boys at GameSpot UK. CEO Yves Guillemot announces that the French publisher will be expanding into filmmaking and book publishing.
I thought you said butt plug-in.
Butt plug.
Huh?
Today at the 5th Annual Edinburgh Interactive Festival, Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot confirmed that the company would indeed be expanding into film production as well as book publishing. However, he gave no clues as to what would be the Paris-based publisher's first movie or print project, or when gamers could expect to see either debut.
Hey, man.
I would personally venture to guess that they should, and like I think they should, do a Beyond a Good and Evil thing. Since the game totally tanked, but it was great and it deserved to do well, and I think they should. I think it would make a good, you know, animated film.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the next paragraph, Guillemot explained that Ubi's move into filmmaking is a logical next step for the company,
mm-hmm.
which hopes to start releasing a range of entertainment products based on a single IP.
Prince Persia.
Yeah, we will start making movies not because we want to, but because this is what we have to do. If we don't, we will not be able to take advantage of the next generation.
Right, really. The next generation uh-huh.
That's
what?
True, though. That is very true, though. A lot of the next generation games are only cutscene movies, which suck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The next generation, we're just going to be sitting there watching movies, talking about, this is a great game.
Yeah. He made no mention of the forthcoming Prince of Persia film, which is being produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Oh, God. And according to some rumors, directed by Michael Bay. I'm going to close this window and move on to the next piece of news.
Please.
Fuck Michael Bay. Terrible director.
Right in
I don't care what anybody else is in his ear. next up, Xbox Live Arcade coming to Windows 2. Well, I'll tell you what. We have GameTap, so let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
EA explains why Madden sucks on PS3. Of course, this is a snarky title from a blog poster, as if we are so surprised that bloggers are snarky. From Mark Wilson on Kotaku, many sports fan and PS3 fanboys have been upset that the PS3 Madden 2008 is running at roughly half the frame rate of the Xbox's 360 counterpart. EA tech director Rob M. Rob M. responded to one gamer's complaints on the topic. In the case of the next generation consoles, many publishers have been developing titles for the 360 for over 3.5 years, while everyone who publishes now for the PS3, with the exception of Sony, has been developing for the PS3 for only a little over 1 year. The differences in the overall knowledge of the hardware is vastly different for both consoles, and it is very difficult to get it right the first time. Except this is the second time we've had Madden on the PS3.
Granted,
Rob says to not buy the game if the consumers are disappointed, so there's always a PS2 version that the PS3 owners would prefer. We're just glad that we quit Pee Wee Football against... Okay, blah, blah, blah. More blogs. Well, snarkery. But yeah, they say that this is the first time that... Not the first time, but this is early on, and it needs time. And I don't know. I regardless of the bloggers' snarkery and saying that, yes, they've had Madden before, it's like, so what? I mean, this is the first time... They probably rebuilt the engine... At least to get to work on 60 frames a second on the 360, they probably did a lot of work from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And rumor has it that the PS3 isn't the easiest piece of hardware to work on, even though there was a quote that actually someone was like, it's not harder to work on, people are just lazy.
Oh, shit.
Echoing
that's probably like a John Carmack type of thing.
Sorry.
But actually, John Carmack was like highly favors the 360 architecture, but that's because he's a PC coder.
No, I'm just saying that it's something that somebody like him would say.
Yeah.
Not that he would say it.
Oh, right. No, good point. But I think, like, you know, 30 frames, it looks a lot like there's no...
Thank you!
You're welcome. there's no denying that it looks, like, way too much better on the 360 to even consider the PS3 version if you own both consoles. But at the same time, if you only own a PS3, it's not like it's a shitty game.
Right.
So it's like, whatever, man. If that's what you have, buy it. And if it's a good game, it's a good game. So what that is not running at 60, it's still running at 30, which is acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, PS3 sucks. No, I'm sure next year you'll see it running at 60. So anyway, Tony was going
to
say something.
Yeah, another question is how you commented that they said that it's harder to code for the PS3. PS2, when it came out, was the most difficult thing to code for.
Yep, and it's still...
And it still was...
But then you have games like God of War, so people got the picture of, you know, mm-hmm. they got the hangout, so. Bouncer. Oh,
Tekken.
Oh, shut up, we're moving on. Screw you. Oh, Tekken. Tekken crap. Oh, shit.
The Bouncer.
Give me Soul Blade any day. Soul Calibur.
Hell yeah.
All that shit. Yeah. LA Times, give up on LA law, give up on game law, Governator. This is from Game Life Wired blog, and I'll let you take the helm of this after I read the article. The Los Angeles Times gets it right this week with a well-reasoned editorial arguing against California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's appeal of the state's overturned game law. With White's decision, says the paper, the courts have now thrown out attempts by 7 states, 1 county, and 1 city to regulate violent video games. There's no reason to believe that appealing his ruling will change the outcome, or that it should. The governor shouldn't waste tax dollars in a relentless pursuit of certain defeat.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris says, well put, although I doubt it'll stop him. So if you guys want to read the article out there listening, it's at www.latimes.com in the opinion section. And I think this came out on the 14th of August. So if you guys want to read that, that's where it is. Yeah. Tony,
I think,
free reign.
I think that's not really Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think that's Jack Thompson dressed up as Arnold Schwarzenegger. actually,
get
Jack
to the chopper. It now. Get down. Come with me if you want to live, mortal video gamers.
I'm here. Kill me.
I'm here. Kill me now.
Oh, man.
I should read a Jack Thompson letter in Arnie voice. I'll try to find one for next week to read in Arnie voice.
Oh, God.
But next up, in which is a greatly priced and like efficiently managed deal for Xbox 360 owners with Guitar Hero 2, as with the other packs, we have a new 3-track pack available for download where, again, you can't choose which songs you want. And they all come from My Chemical Romance.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
Yay.
That's right. Emo in its best.
Spider
Jesus.
Emo.
How did that shit become popular?
Three tracks.
There's a lot of kids who like to sit in the corner and cut themselves. Oh, I hate my parents. I'm going to cut my wrist.
Pay attention to me! No, dude, they don't even hate their parents. They manufacture hate.
Yeah.
So their mom and dad comes in every night and tucks them into bed and says, I love you, honey. I love you. Good night. Good night, mom and dad. Once they close the door, I hate you. Someone pay attention. I got a blog about this. mood. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to My Chemical Romance. Anyway, here are the songs. Teenagers, famous last words, This Is How I Disappear. Wow, okay, so with those 3 song names, you could definitely tell that these guys are not supporting kids who just want to cry out for attention. Again, that's Teenagers, famous last words, and this is how I disappear.
Which is strikingly
similar to the song that they already have in Guitar Hero 2, which is Dead! Exclamation point.
Well, I
do have to say though that the song is fun to play, but like every time I hear the lyrics, I'm just like, God, shut up and get a life. Anyway,
isn't he like a high pitched whiny bitch?
Basically,
fucking shut up.
I'm gonna eat the sandwich. Yeah. I'm gonna finish it later. Yeah.
I like corn. Yay.
EA caught up. This is funny. EA caught touching up NBA screenshots, and it took me a little while at first to recognize what was wrong with it. But then I looked on the left side of the screen, and like there was half a player.
I didn't even see it.
And I'm not talking about like half of him was cut off by the edge of the screen. I mean, half of him was airbrushed out, and the other half of him is standing on one leg.
Yep. It was awesome.
You can find this screenshot at blog.wired.com/games/2007/EA-caught-touch.html. It's like you can find it on a joystick, you can find it everywhere. Just look on EA caught touching up your screenshots, and like basically it's a very touched up shot of NBA Live 2008, I'm assuming. And if you look on the left side of the screenshot, like I just said, there's an airbrushed guy with hat. He doesn't even have his whole head. It's
right.
Like the back of his cranium and
half
like
of his body that's actually supposed to be inside the game is gone.
Yeah, and like his right leg, and then if you go to joystick, they have more what they call bull shots instead of bullshit. They call it bull shots, and like there's a picture of it's joystick. They're high journalism quality, right? actually, no, Penny Arcade called them bull shot, but anyway, there's a picture of Gilbert Arenas holding a basketball like in triple threat position, and the basketball is so obviously cropped from like a real photograph of a basketball. like you kind of have to look at it carefully, but you can see it. So if go to blog.wired.com/games and look up the news for the 15th, look up that screenshot, and then go to the link to joystick, and you'll see even more of them. They're shitty shots. It's just really it's sad. Actually, it's not even funny anymore. It's sad. But here's something happy. Rock Band release date November 20th.
Awesome.
Save that cash.
Thanksgiving.
Save that cash and give thanks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did they say how much?
No, not yet. It's still tentatively priced at 200 for everything. For everything.
That's everything. That's
guitar
cool.
And drums and a mic, so
yeah,
that's not bad.
I understand that.
But I'll probably buy them separately because I'll probably start off using the Guitar Hero guitar. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't want to dump all that cash at one time. You know, but Tony is still worried about his apparatus, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
His self-contained
underwater breathing apparatus.
Scooper. Unreal Engine 3 adds GameSpy tech. Everyone on Microsoft Xbox Live and Windows Live and everybody thought they had the shit with cross-platform Shadowrun play. So Microsoft says, yeah, we got this in the bag. And then Unreal Engine 3 says, no, you don't. Because with GameSpy, PlayStation 3 owners and PC owners will be able to play cross-platform. And we won't be using Shadowrun because that game sucks. So... Epic Games, whose next-generation game development engine, Unreal Engine 3, already the talk of the town, because it's another several lawsuits, announced today that GameSpy's online gaming technology will be added to the UE3 package. The companies call it an integrated one-stop solution for game developers. Here's a quote. The partnership will span both the PC and the PlayStation 3 platforms within Unreal Engine 3, enabling seamless PlayStation 3 and PC online functionality. Functionality available to Unreal Engine 3 licensees via GameSpy, not including Silicon Knights because they hate us, will include cross-platform gameplay, communication tools, and competition applications. Of course, Xbox 360 isn't included in the deal because Microsoft already has its own closed online platform, which maybe you've heard of. Blah, 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 blah. Thanks, Chris.
It's called Xbox Live.
Xbox Live. Yes. It's the smell, if there is such a thing. Moving on. Rockstar says... The industry should rally around Manhunt 2. Gordon Hall, head of Grand Theft Auto Vice City Story Studio Rockstar Lead, says that the entire game industry should stand behind the game developer and fuck it in the ass. In its
Kumbaya,
fight to...
my lord! Everybody get together, hold hands.
The ooze! In its fight to appeal the ban on Manhunt 2. And here he says, the wider issue attacks our entire industry. We need to teach people that games are an art form. They are more artistic than film. I think that the games industry should rally behind this, because there will come a time when we'll have an idea that's a little edgy, and we need to have the freedom to express it.
Killing people.
This comes from blog.wire.com again, Game Life. Thoughts on this one? This is pretty, actually, particularly happy for me, at least. I agree with this guy. As much as we want to joke about it, I do agree with him. What do you
guys think? I don't know if games are more artistic than film. I'd say they're on a similar level. I don't know if one is more than the other. That would, of course, be a...
Yeah, that I disagree with. I mean, they're just different. Yeah. But I think it's I think they're on the same level. And I actually wrote I wrote up something that I haven't posted yet because I can't. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But actually, I'll talk about that now. go to aeropause.com, AEROPAUSE.com. They're having a contest where if you write an editorial for them, they'll choose the winner and give it a copy of Bioshock. Deadline is... Actually, you know what? The deadline will be over by the time you hear this recording, so... Sorry!
Owned.
Yeah, because the deadline's the 20th, and right now it's the 19th, so... But yeah, Tony, now, go ahead and write! But yeah, I wrote up something for them. If they don't use it, I'll post it on the site. But basically, I said that I think that people have the fucked up idea in their head that they still think that video games are all toys. And that's why we're not allowed to, or not allowed, but that's why we're having all this controversy, you know, being rained down upon us. It's like, oh, you know, toys are for kids, and they have to be safe for kids. Otherwise, they can't be toys, and they can't be released. So let's, you know, make up this whole brouhaha and, like, you know, think of the children. And that leaves out guys like you and me who aren't kids anymore.
Right.
So I don't know. That's kind of how I see it. Tony has been silent. I know you want to explode on this one.
No, I don't, actually.
No, he's silent. No,
yeah.
The world's ending. Oh, I'm silent, yeah. Okay, so here we come to the video that we all watched before recording the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Screw Attacks, 10 Worstest Mario Games, courtesy of GameTrailers.com. I just have to disagree with the inclusion of Mario 2 and Picross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Everything else is pretty much
everything else, yeah, that's on point. But not a single Mario Party mention. And the fact that they're like, oh, by the rules, we have to have a game in which you can play as Mario. In Picross, you played as a freaking hammer and chisel. You're not Mario.
But it had Mario in the background.
Yeah.
Woo! So, what
were the other games? I forgot.
Mario Hotel.
Early
Hotel
Mario.
Yeah, that's right. Hotel Mario. Mario Teaches Fundamentals. Crap,
Mario teaches typing in Mario Fundamentals.
Teaches typing in Fundamentals. And what was the other crap? Like, Mario... Not Mario's Missing. Mario's Time Machine or something?
Yeah, Mario's Time Machine. There was Virtual Tennis and Mario Clash. Mario Tennis, not Virtual Tennis.
What was the one with the solitaire?
Oh,
was that Fundamentals?
That was Fundamentals.
And then they had, like, Wrecking Crew, which you guys actually liked, which might be a problem, too. So that's three dud picks.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really like a flagship. It wasn't a wonderful game.
Right, right, of course.
I can understand why it's in the top 10, but I really enjoyed it. And I could still enjoy a good hour or so of that game. I was hoping it was going to be Animal Crossing.
Right.
But it wasn't. Or at least on freaking Virtual Console. Come on, Nintendo. Y'all brought out freaking baseball and soccer. Why not?
Oh, baseball.
You know what I'm saying? I had to make Austin cry.
Urban Champion.
And Urban Champion. Why not Wrecking Crew?
And Red Steel, oh wait. That's not a virtual console, but it should be because it's worth less than $50, maybe 10, maybe 5.
Maybe
actually,
8.
Maybe nothing, okay. let's see, the next up, and this kind of interests me, and I'm actually really close to doing this. PlayStation 3 is $350 with credit card offer. Those on the fence about getting a PlayStation 3 this year might be swayed by an ongoing offer from Sony.
Ongoing.
Yeah. Those who apply and are approved for a Sony-branded credit card will get a $150 rebate on anything they buy. Anything they buy at the online Sony-style store with said card.
Mm-hmm.
Said store is also selling the 60-gigabyte PlayStation, which, if you remember, sells for $500. meaning that those who get the card... we'll get the console for just $349 after their rebate arrives in 8 to 12 weeks.
Interest rate, 29.9.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's how much mine goes if I don't pay my bill.
Ouch.
So Sony just wants to put more people in debt. Thanks, Sony.
Yeah. The deal is made more compelling by several other factors. First, the 60GB 3 PS3 is being phased out, as we all know, which means that in a matter of weeks, the 599 80GB model will be the only one available in North America. Secondly, the 60GB is almost certain to be the last that includes the PlayStation 2's Emotion Engine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's talking about what we know already. So, and I agree with all that. I'm looking at the Sony credit card webpage now. So the card benefits zero introductory APR for up to 12 months and no annual fee.
Right.
Good.
But after that, yep, that doesn't mean anything. That means that if you haven't paid off the balance at the end of 12 months, all that interest gets accrued.
Right.
So,
what I'm thinking is that you just sign up for the card and don't use it.
No, you have to use it to get the PlayStation 3.
You got to spend the money on that, but then you pay for it and then you get the rebate. And you put the rebate on it.
And then you throw the card in the garbage. Because I mean, obviously, like I'd be willing to pay the $350 like right now, or the I'd be willing to pay the $499 like right now. So as soon as I get it, I'll you know, I'll either pay with another card, or as soon as I get the card, I'll be like, yes, put it on this, and I'll write a check, and I'll be done with it, and never use the card again.
Right.
I mean, that's actually, that's
what I did. They said no annual contract.
No annual fee.
No annual fee.
But is there a contract that you have to have the card for a? An amount of time for the year that the zero interest is going on.
Right, you have to have to be careful. Read the fine print.
Yeah. Even if you paid off by the end of the introductory year, you won't have a problem. But you don't, problems.
Yeah, just pay. Pretend like you're buying the console.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
And then don't lose the card.
Pay
less for it and just don't use the card. And I think I'm like very very close to doing that only because. $350 is what I paid for my 360, and I wouldn't mind paying $350 for a PS3, even though it's still kind of overpaying. Are you kidding me? $350 versus $500
versus
what's going to be $600? Hell yeah! But I mean, I like what I did for my PSP way back in March of 2004 was there was a Target near where I worked, and you know they were offering a 20% discount on anything you bought if you signed up for a Target card that day.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, okay, so I bought the PSP and signed up for the card, paid it off, never used it again.
Yeah.
So. I mean, do that if you want a PS3. Just do it. I mean, there are all these scams about like, you can get a free PS3 if you just sign up for these these monthly things. Yeah, these services and then all you have to do is just call and cancel. You know what? That's a nightmare because half the time they're unreachable or whatever, and you can't cancel.
Yep.
So, you know, just pay less for it and you know pay off the credit card because that's a common thing, easy to do, and be done with it. And in fact, I might do this week since I have vacation.
Cool. And if you don't do that, you are going to be booked by Sony.
Yep.
Fuck Sony.
Oh, well, look at this. Bret Michaels has been added to the Guitar Hero 3 Legends lineup.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know anything about rock and roll, but rumor has it that Bret Michaels is not a guitarist.
Right.
No, he's a singer.
You know what? My pussy is getting wet as we speak.
Oh, God. Is that what you call your pacemaker?
No.
I got it, but no.
No. I'm just commenting that I don't even know why he's still around.
I mean, Slash is the guitarist, so I could understand why.
Yeah, but he's an ugly motherfucker. We're talking about Bret Michaels, who's got girl appeal. They're probably trying to get more female players.
Oh, Bret!
Go into that market.
You know, Nathan mo-capped him.
I know nothing about rock, but he is not a singer.
No, he's not.
and he has a song, Go That Far, in the final set list, okay? And Talk Dirty to Me from Poison, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in which you will be playing as someone who is not him.
let's move on to things that make sense. Shinobi 3 and Landstalker on Virtual Console, I will be buying that shit immediately. Shinobi 3 is awesome.
Shinobi 3, is that Shadow... No, that ain't Shadow Warrior.
Shadow Warrior, I think, is 2.
Or something like that. Shadow Dancer is a spinoff.
Oh, okay. They're all
Revenge of Shinobi,
yeah, that's,
Shinobi
that's...
2.
Everything after the first Shinobi is awesome. The first Shinobi is
Revenge of Shinobi?
Yeah.
Revenge of Shinobi is hard as nails.
Yeah. You know what I actually played? I played with no shurikens. Just the sword.
Oh, Christ.
I found that better.
You are crazy, and I think we should take you out to pasture and put you down, because you are loco.
The double barrel.
Better. You could defend against anything with that.
Right.
Yeah, that is
some
true.
Reflectors.
Oh,
welcome, man.
No, I've never played Shinobi 3.
An awesome game, man.
I think I played it. It was good. Like, it was really good. And I played the Shadow... Was it Shadow Dancer or Shadow Warrior?
Yeah, Shadow Dancer.
Shadow Dancer. Oh, Those both were awesome. And, like, some part of me wants to say that it's better than Ninja Gaiden on NES, and I'm probably going to not change my mind once I actually play it, because as much as I love Ninja Gaiden, them some cheap designs.
Yeah, I would have to say that.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
no. Oh, God.
But, Tony, yeah, definitely, you have to get Shinobi 3 if you haven't played it. It's excellent, excellent, excellent game.
Cool.
Like back when I was younger and,
back when you were a wee one.
Yes, when I was a wee little dyke.
A wee little dyke?
That's my nose. My bad.
I think you meant tyke.
Yes,
my a wee little tyke.
It made it a D.
Wow, so that explains things, like the long hair. Yeah,
I love women. Hey, what can I say? Anyway.
And I have a puss.
No.
Anyway. Ray Michaels.
Yeah.
Next up is...
I'm trying to finish, but the wee little tyke thing kind of turned us off. My best friend and I, we were, like, all about that game, and we, like, destroyed that game on normal and tried it on hard. And I couldn't get anywhere in hard.
I have a story about the Shadow Dancer. I bought that when it was Mega Drive cartridge.
Oh.
Ooh. So, I'm not sure if you know the construct of the Mega Drive. This is their security. This is how they assured that you couldn't play these games.
Oh, yeah, it's like the Super Nintendo.
I guess.
There are, like, tabs on there that you have to, like, cut off.
Yeah, so you had to break off the sides of the cartridge in order to fit it to the Genesis.
Yep.
Nice security. But I got that one and Strider. And
nice.
Strider
is always good. Next up, here's something funny. Uwe Boll in an interview with Chris Kohler from Wired Games. Chris Kohler saw Postal and had a really, really scathing blog post against it, which you know, was probably justified because it's Postal.
Of course. Yeah.
And Uwe Boll responded with some really immature emails, and then his publicist was like, "Don't talk to him. They're going to try to demonize you." And then Chris was like, "Look, let's have a phone interview, a civilized phone interview, and you can state your case."
Right.
He was like, and after, like, rejecting me twice, he was like, "Okay, fine, we do it." At long last, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read the jump from his blog. "At long last, here's Wired News interview with you, Uwe Boll. In case you need to be brought up to speed, I saw the premiere of Boll's new film, Postal. I didn't like it." Boll responded via email with some interesting suggestion for what my next life goal should be. A brief back and forth ensued, and I asked Boll to do a phone interview to tell his side of the story. This morning we did just that. Having had a day to think about it, Boll is still of the opinion that I'm just a bad journalist, but is emphatic that he is not, as critics have often said, a bad director. "I'm not the new Ed Wood. Ed Wood died poor and had no success. There's only a romantic term that Ed Wood was a genius because of the Johnny Depp movie, not because of Ed Wood. And this is the point. It's completely absurd, and the whole internet bashing is completely absurd and has nothing to do with my movies. And normally journalists like you should say that and should write that. You can write, 'I didn't like Red Ring, I didn't like Alone in the Dark, I thought it was stupid and bad acting and whatever.' But if you write that, if the movies look like amateur trash movies, then you are lying on purpose."
He can't be that delusional.
Let me read this again. "You can write, 'I didn't like Blood Rain, I didn't like Alone in the Dark, I thought they were stupid and bad acting, whatever. But if you write that the movies look like amateur trash movies, then you are lying on purpose.'" What?
He's telling me what I'm doing.
Hold up. And I absolutely must read the first few lines of the interview before they actually discuss anything, because this is funny. Uwe Boll. "Hello. Wired News. Hello, this is Chris Kohler." Uwe Boll. Yes, hi, now we can do this, but whatever we say in the interview, you cannot censor it, right?" Wired, Chris says, of course not, I have no." Uwe says, "And whatever I say, you have to print it how it is and correct the spelling."
Jesus.
And Chris, no, listen. And Chris goes, and correct the spelling? "Yeah, well, there's no spelling on the phone, so it's okay."
Directing.
Oh, God.
Direct the phone interview.
Oh my God. So if you guys want to read this interview, go to blog.wired.com/games/207/UWE-BOLL-INTERV.html. So that's basically blog.wired.com/games/2007/08/Uwe-Boll-Interv. Like interview, except not the whole word. Interv.html.
You're such an interv.
Your face.
Your face is an interv.
If you write that, then you are lying on purpose.
Stupid.
God.
Who keeps on giving the money? Seriously. And everybody who is just like saying, okay, this one's going to be a nice nice one.
But since that means you are biased, Tony. Tony, that means you are biased. You do not give him a chance.
Yeah, I'm biased.
He's trying to create an independent film revolution.
No, it's okay. But Alone in the Dark didn't suck. It was actual genius. Absolute fucking genius.
I'm glad you see the light.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Ed Wood made Johnny Depp famous. Absolutely. That is fucking 100% true. You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, well, if you think that shit is bad, if you don't have a Wii by now, you probably won't get one for 20 years. Or at least this holiday season. Brendan Sinclair, the voice of Canada from GameSpot, reports plans to boost Wii production delayed.
Nice.
DigiTimes reports that the component shortages are keeping Nintendo from ramping up supply of latest console until 08. Roughly 9 months after Nintendo first released the Wii, the console is still regularly sold out, both online and at brick-and-mortar stores. Back in May, Nintendo CEO and President Satoru Iwata apologized for the shortages, blaming them on production bottlenecks. Later that month, Lazard Capital Markets analyst Colin Sebastian told investors the company might not be able to address its supply problem until 08. An article from Taiwan IT site DigiTimes today lends credence to Sebastian's analysis, reporting that tight supplies of some components have pushed back the manufacturer's plans to expand Wii production. The article cites unnamed Taiwan-based component makers as saying that supplies of the console are likely to remain tight until next year. Quote, Nintendo has no revisions to announce to its most recent shipment forecast at this time, end quote, a Nintendo representative told GameSpot, which means that maybe at a later time they will have revisions to announce. So who knows?
I mean, you have business but no product. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't envy them. I really don't. I mean, poor people, but I don't envy them.
And then, I mean, to cap that off, motion sensing controllers are coming to PS2.
Wow. Keep that motherfucker alive.
Emma Boyish from GameSpot UK says, Into Games, and that's spelled I-N, the number 2, Games, announces a series of titles which use wireless controllers, including Real Play Tennis, Real Play Pool, and Real Play Golf. Peripheral manufacturers Into Games, which recently scored £7.6 million, which is approximately $15.1 million in venture capital funding, has announced its first series of motion sensing controllers and game titles for the PlayStation 2, due for release in the UK for this holiday season. Wow. The first six games in the series will each come bundled with a unique controller. Real Play Tennis has a wireless tennis racket. Real Play Pool has its own pool cue. Real Play Golf comes with a golf club controller. Real Play Racing features a steering wheel. Okay. And Real Play Bowling has a wireless bowling ball. Okay. The other title in the series, Real Play Puzzle Sphere, has players manipulating a physical sphere to get around a series of vertigo-inducing courses.
Does that come with a ball too?
The Real Play range of games is aimed squarely at those PlayStation 2 owners who want to play wireless motion sensing games without needing to splash out on a new console. So
no,
instead,
they're
going to splash it on these games and have all these peripherals lying around their house.
Yeah.
Kind of like someone who buys both Rock Band and Guitar Hero and buys every single guitar for each thing.
Yeah.
As if that's necessary.
Not.
Or I'm going to have my Wii and I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy the stupid Link sword and shield attachment for my remote and nunchuck. And then I'm also going to buy the stupid attachment for the steering wheel that's made by Ubisoft that's actually coming officially out from Nintendo, which is just a freaking tube. Oh, and then I'm gonna freaking buy the Wiimote thing that has that makes it look like a tennis racket, which is already out. Like these guys are doing something new. Okay, all this shit is stupid. Okay, the reason why six axis and Wiimote works is because it's a standard controller.
Yep.
Don't throw this shit my way, unless you're making a rad guitar or drum set, which you can't do because you're not Harmonix.
Right.
Stop it! Just stop! Stop! Stop!
Right.
Stop it! Stop it!
Comment that of the people
Stop
who want to play the wireless things on their play. No, they don't.
Well,
I surely don't.
Some people do. They're just weird. And they like Zavix bowling.
That's just ridiculous. Oh, okay.
So that's it for the news. Let us move on to the
And
mail.
I am hung.
Terrible. That's terrible on so many levels.
Yeah,
let's
and
move
I'm in a
on.
Corner cutting myself.
I want attention! Okay.
You know what, you whiny little frickin' brats, just shut the fuck up. You know what, here's a frickin' spoon, you can go stab yourself in the frickin' neck.
We are, as we said before, skipping the main topic and going to the bag of mails, or
hey,
the
bag.
Ball mag bail.
Hey,
this is regarding the My Chemical Romance thing. This is from Freebones. This is great. The subject of the email was, like, FGHKLCH or something, ! And the message says, oh my god, what the fuck, pwned? A new Guitar Hero pack! Oh, wait, it's My Chemical Shitface. Go back to your knitting.
I shall return.
That's basically my my feeling on the matter. A message from Agaz. Did I pronounce it right? Agaz Madan. I hope I pronounce it right, because he emailed us and told me how to pronounce it when I asked him.
Maybe it's
Actually, no, I think someone else asked him, and then he responded, and I got it. But I'm not sure how many of you remember this, but upon the 360's release, there was a portion of the gaming audience who wanted a price cut, including, and he talks about me, including Austin from episode 4. Yeah, and I still wish they had cut it. Only now, almost 2 years later, have they cut the price. I believe that this is part of their marketing strategy. I remember reading in an interview with Peter Moore or some fellow in Game Informer was saying that Microsoft saw an opportunity in releasing before the other next-gen consoles. They thought that people who bought the 360 wouldn't spend their money on another console, at least not immediately, which is, you know, there's a good point. I do not believe that to be the only penny in this well. I believe they held on to the price for just over 2 years because they wanted to release their games as bait to lure in those folks who were at first hesitant. Austin eventually did, as did some more that kept up with gaming news and reviews, but you got to remember, though, that I bought it for $350 without tax, which is much better than $400 plus tax, which comes out to around $430.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically $80 I saved. So I didn't really buy it at that right price. You know, I'm always, just like I'm about to do the PS3, I always look for like a price drop if it's not reasonable to me. And I still think they should have reduced price, but that's, move on with the email. True, they didn't come close to stealing the casual market, but up against the Nintendo Wii and Sony's successor to the weak but extremely popular PS2, and when he says weak, he means hardware-wise, not market-wise.
Right.
I don't believe that that was their top priority. Now Microsoft holds a firm grip on the hardcore market, and just before the launch of the Mighty 07, I think he means launch of their Mighty 07 lineup, which is a fantastic lineup to be sure, they cut the price some to try and persuade a portion of the casual market and whatever was left of the hardcore. What are your thoughts on this? P.S. I am 13, you sexy bitches. He's the one who you were like, you're probably not 13! when he was talking about Manhunt. But I do think that... Let me read what he said again to learn those folks. Well, I mean... When you release a console, you don't want to like release it and then immediately drop the price. So obviously, like that's where they held on. As for why they held on for 2 years, I don't know that they I don't know that they could have afforded to drop it anyways with all the rebates fiasco and all that shit. They probably needed to have as much earnings as they could.
Right.
But I will also say that you know he's right. At this certain point in time, when the Xbox 360 had been out. The competitors to the Xbox 360 lineup were, I don't know, Twilight Princess and Resistance Fall of Man, and that's about it. Every other game was on the 360. Why should they drop the price, right? And
I got a question.
Let me finish. Okay. I'm almost done. I think at this point, too, with their fall lineup, they could have afforded to keep the price at what it was at. Maybe get rid of the core SKU and drop the Prima a little bit, but like otherwise I'm sure that they could have just held on because, I mean, no other console has BioShock, Mass Effect, which is coming in November, and Rock Band, which I know is multi-platform, but like you have the console already, you know, and you want to pay less than a PS3. What else is coming out? Two Humans never coming out. Never mind. but, I mean, their fall lineup is... freaking good, you know, and then whoever's a fan of Project Gotham 4. So I was kind of in the mindset that, hey, they didn't really have to drop the price, but, you know, they did anyway. It could only mean good things for them. Those are my thoughts. What about Tony? You were going to say something, right?
I was just confused about the part where he says, you know, Peter Moore's interview, he was saying that Microsoft saw the opportunity in releasing before other next-gen consoles. They thought that people who bought the 360 wouldn't spend their money on another console, at least not immediately. Well, they couldn't.
I think that's exactly what he was saying, was that when you, like, they had the price there, and they were going to keep it at that price because they felt that if people were hyped enough for the 360 to spend $400 on that, they kind of...
They wouldn't spend another $400.
Yeah, they wouldn't spend another X amount of $100 on another console because they already
dumped... Not even a year later?
Because they dumped a whole load of... Well, some people just can't afford that stuff, you know. But then, again, to that, I say, buy a PS2.
Yeah,
so...
Well, pretty much everybody and their mom owned a PS2 already.
Right.
I mean, it just amazes me.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Yeah, me too. It just amazes me that the sales were so strong for the system, all these years. And, outside of that, they had no competition, the 360.
Yeah, exactly. And that's,
their only competition was themselves, and I think they kind of, like, defeated themselves for about
with the year. With the warranty, with having to put up this warranty and having a broken console at the outset.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of sad, but I think that's what he was saying, was like exactly what you're saying, was that they don't have to worry, and they know they've got a good lineup of games, so why drop the price? So I agree with what he was saying there. What about
right.
Al, you have any dread thoughts?
Heart? I don't know, man. I just don't follow these people. I don't understand why. I just don't. When it comes to Microsoft and their consoles, it's difficult. So I really don't have anything to say about them holding on to the price.
And wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Stop hitting Tony.
You're not Tony. No, that'd be more like...
Huh? How was that?
I don't know. What was that?
Can I say
Moving
Tony
on.
Has a small face?
What?
I don't know.
Moving on. Last question from Riven. Hey, guys, first off, I want to thank you for choosing me as one of the T-shirt winners. Extra large, by the way. Oh, yeah, by the way, two of the winners who are, we have Pete here, Riven, and Wootex have given us their T-shirt sizes. If you have won a T-shirt, give us your goddamn size so we can send it to you.
That's right, Rich.
I'm also going to have to share the unfortunate news that this may be my last email for a couple of weeks because I'm moving to a new apartment with my girlfriend on September 1st. I'll be extremely busy between work and my final press for that.
Woohoo!
Move over the next 2 weeks, then after all is said and done, I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do to get myself back into the internet for my new home. Call Cablevision.
Well, depends on where he goes. Yeah,
he's probably going to still be in Pennsylvania. And all in all, it's going to be a crazy couple of weeks before and after the move, so I mean, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about the backlog. We will always be fresh and ready for your listening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I guess my question this week is, seeing as most of you seem to live in your own apartments with significant others, can you offer any moving-in advice or any post-moving-in advice for a couple of first-time renters? Thanks for any advance notice. Thanks again for the T-shirt, and thanks for all the entertainment. In the immortal words of the great Arnold Schwarzenegger, get to
the chopper,
or I'll be back if you prefer. Mm-hmm. Pete, aka the listener, so nice he won twice, but you're only getting one shirt. let's see. I live in an apartment with the family because my sister and I are big fans of living in Manhattan, which is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say New York City is a place to be because, like, all of New York is great. And we're a fan of living in Manhattan, and we're also a fan of not having to donate a kidney to do it.
Yeah.
Which is why we, live with the folks. So I can't offer any news on that. I can say that you might want to keep the 5.1 Xbox 360 audio low so that the neighbors don't complain. And that's about it.
Yeah, if you already have a place, then make sure everybody's stuff can fit in there. Make sure that you can move it, when you're moving in. Make sure you can move it without having to break a bone.
Right. I have my bed, but it can't fit in the doorway.
Yeah. Hire some people or something. Unless you are really willing to do it yourself, like me.
Yeah.
And... potentially break a bone and break some wood chips in the wall.
Shit.
Because your couch is too big to fit through your front door.
Right.
I
was going to get him some very, very cynical advice, and I hate to do this, but you better make sure that before you sign a contract, a lease, you better make sure this girl is worth it. Because if you guys break up, I don't want to see you on Judge Judy.
Yeah.
So, they're splitting it?
That's what it sounds like. I don't know.
Yeah. Unless she's taking... Well, whatever the arrangement is, make sure that if they give you a year lease, you guys are committed to each other for a year, even if you break up. So,
right.
That's something to discuss. Maybe you know, some weekly pussy is, you know, probably the way to go.
Oh, God. I would also say that on a similar note, lay the television ground rules, because you know you want to play your games, and she knows she wants to watch The View.
Uh-huh.
So
get
two TVs.
Lifetime for her, fucking everything.
Make sure your TV's better than hers.
Actually, you know what? Jeremy Parrish from OneUp.com did. He had a big, huge TV, and his girlfriend started watching it, and he said, "You know what? I like playing games in the comfort of my bedroom anyway." So I'll just spend a paltry few $100s on a 23-inch LCD TV that's fantastic and have a pair of headphones and just play in my own privacy. So if you just want to be left alone, forget about fighting over the TV. Who wants to fight over a big, huge TV when you can have a tiny-ass screen to yourself?
And hang it on the wall.
Hang it.
Yeah. And I don't know how your girl is as far as clothing and all, but be prepared to give her the whole closet.
Yes.
And you're going to have to buy yourself a portable one. Yeah, not a portable one, you know, one you put together yourself.
But, one thing you should never bend. Do not bend, do not waver, and I'm pretty sure that she understands because she got you Dead or Alive Extreme 2 for your birthday.
Extreme boobs.
Extreme boobs, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sure she understands it, but never, ever, ever falter when it comes to, can't we get rid of all these games?
Oh, never.
No.
Never.
No.
That's like getting castrated.
When that happens, just say, get the fuck out!
Yep.
Get the fuck out! Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Get the fuck out!
And that's another thing. Yeah, make sure that you could support the rent yourself if something like that does happen.
He's a rich man, I bet. He won a t-shirt from us. He's going to sell it for $500.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Al has to go to work, but I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's do some housekeeping. What?
I actually made it to the end of a podcast.
Oh, let's do some housekeeping. Listen to his podcast at the Gameslaves Radio. Gameslaves.net. And you can you can get Gameslaves Radio on Gameslaves.net and iTunes. Duh. And then
it's actually very nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's basically like a I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's like a server.
Yeah, it's
hoster or something like that, like for online gaming teams. So they have like a Counter-Strike team and a Call of Duty team. So if you guys are good at shooters and you want to actually join like a gaming team, I'm sure that they could, you know, kind of direct you in the right direction. So gameslaves.net, and the podcast is, they have their own podcast homepage. So on the front page, just look for Gameslaves Radio or GSR. I think the link is called GS Radio or something like that. And then listen to Marshy Man's podcast again. Again, I still haven't gotten around to listening to it. Mm-hmm. GameSpot.com/user/MarshyMan50. If the download is slow, it's nothing wrong. It's just the service kind of slow, so just bear with it and whatever. And we're done. Any closing remarks before I, William Shatner, out of here?
No.
Red and Black DS this week, I'm getting it.
What?
Austin's Factory Defect DS Lite.
The red looks awesome, and I wish the whole thing were red like that. That's my problem, is that, like, it looks like a Jolly Rancher, which is awesome, but then when you turn it around, it's matte black, and it's like, okay, where did this factory reject come out of? But anyway, Red and Black DS coming out. Al's going to get it, and he's going to show it off. And, yes, we're out. For Ethan, who's being a slack. For Tony.
Yay!
For Al. I have been your host, Austin Coupon Shit, and I'm tired now. Get to the chopper.
Do it. Do it now.
Go on, do it. Do it. Because if you guys break up, you know, maybe some weekly pussy is,
getting castrated.
You know what? My pussy is getting wet as we speak.
Yes, I was a wee little dyke.